It's getting to the point where you don't really know what to say about the goals we're conceding. To a point, it's probably worse than some of the goals we conceded last year. We've come here today against a side who, in all fairness, looking at the game, outside of the two poor back passes and a couple of bits where we're really gambling in the last 15 minutes, really couldn't have caused us too many problems. But we've potentially gifted them the three goals. I mean, I think two back passes and Becks has lost the ball in the middle of the park and got everybody cut out. So we've conceded three really poor goals again. But you get the point where you think, well, what can you say to people? What can I say to you? What can I say to the fans? Because, we're working so hard on the training ground, and in all fairness, they're bright, they're strong. But again, the first 10 minutes killed us today. We're two down. Got back into the game, I thought, looked as if we could do something, and then gave another back pass away, which really sort of knocked the stuffing out of us. Tried a little something second half to put them under pressure. We put them under more pressure without real. I thought we had a little couple of half chances. The keeper pulled off a couple of decent saves. We needed that goal. We knew that. We said, we need a goal within the first 20, 25 minutes, half an hour. If we get that, we've got a chance in this game. Once the couple of chances went by, the last 15 minutes, little bit ragged, I think we got, which is going to happen, but lost the game poorly in the end, and it's a massive sort of disappointment to us because it's a week in, week out thing again, and I'm absolutely gutted today, to be honest. But just dig in and keep going.
Before the game, you said that Leon Metten wouldn't be playing. You were going to start with Jefferson Lewis and Luke Beckett. But then when the team sheet came out and the game started, there was Leon up front. I mean, it did well for you having a hand in the goal that you did score. But why the sudden late change?
Well, simple. I mean, I've had that many setbacks in recent weeks, and I got two players who turned up at 2:15. So I left them out of the team. Simple
right,
as that.
So Louis was late arriving.
Jefferson comes in with Hibbert. Hibbert drives the car. In fairness, they have been late on more than one occasion, but they were might have been 2:10 before they got here today. So did a team talk at 1:30 and changed the team. I can't have that. But at the same time, like I've said to you, I'm having so many silly things going on here that it's quite irritating. And today again, I live 5 minutes around the corner. I was here at 12:30. And I've got football players who, all right, travel a little distance, but you always make sure you're there. And at 1:30, when I want to sit with my players and sort things out, I've got two people missing. Well, I can't put them in the team, can I? So I had to change things. And I was disappointed with that. But, I dealt with it the way I thought was right. I'll be speaking to the chairman about it. We've got an issue because it's not the first time that we've had one or two, most especially the two players I've mentioned late. And that's not helping. That's not helping the build-up to a game. I dealt with it in the way I could today by making sure Jeff went on the bench. But, we needed him at half-time. And in fairness, he's come on and done quite well. He'd done a decent job for us down the right-hand side. We've worked at that in training. He's strong there. He gets around the back of people. But, the build-up to the game, you're talking to your players at 1:30. You can't tell them that someone will be here about 2:15 and he's playing in the team. It's just not healthy. And today it put a dampener on it again to the point where, one or two people have just disappointed us in recent weeks.
Looking ahead to next week, what looks on paper to be a tricky FA Cup tie away at FC United, although it should be a good atmosphere there because they play at Bury and get good crowds.
It's a great game. I mean, I'm gutted we haven't gone into it with a decent result here today. I honestly felt we would get something here today. We haven't because of ourselves. They haven't torn us up to pieces. We've completely sold ourselves down the river today with some poor, poor back passes to the goalkeeper. And it's a massive disappointment to us. But it's the FA Cup next week. We need to do well. I've got to pick a team that wins a game of football, irrespective of who's playing there. I need to pick a team that wins. And, we made mistakes defensively again, which has given us no chance in games at the moment. Today we were a little bit shaky. But we're shaky because we conceded, goals that were actually given to the opposition. In fairness, they defended okay today. It was just the back passes that let us down.